We have Amanda Chase on the line with us. She's running for the Republican nomination for governor Saturday, a big day. Amanda, how you doing, and what do you think your chances are on Saturday?
Well, good morning, Mark and Janet. Yes, I am so excited about Saturday. You know, I have been running for 15 months.
Wow.
9 months longer than any other candidate running for governor, and we're still going strong. I tell you, I'm still traveling across the state just like every other candidate that's out there. But, you know, we got some actually really exciting news yesterday. And that was a public policy polling firm. They did a survey of Republicans at the end of April. And I am still showing as the front runner in the race for governor. And that, of course, made my heart happy, I have to admit.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, we've been working really hard. I mean, I put a lot of sweat equity in. I know a lot of candidates are throwing a lot of money into this race, but I put a lot of sweat equity into. I don't have millions of dollars to spend on a race. We're just an average, everyday family, and you know. But I've done the hard work and the sweat equity, and listen, a lot of people are getting bombarded with mailers, and I just want to say one thing: I have never been behind any of these negative attack ads. Not one of them. I've been talking about my voting record. And, you know, when people are getting confused by all the mailers, I always say, come back to conservative voting records matter. Promises made, promises kept. You can't get higher than 100% in the General Assembly. And I've gotten 100% on gun rights, everything from gun rights to pro-life, to pro-business, to pro-election integrity. I've actually voted on election integrity and been the deciding vote. I'm pro-police. Pro-Constitution, I have voted against every single tax increase. So, you know, if people are kind of on undecided, I just can't imagine them being undecided, to be honest with you. And I sent out this I sent out this mailer that had Chick-fil-A versus spam, because I think everybody can relate to that. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people like spam, but, you know, you don't know what you're getting. And I hope I don't get in trouble for that. But, you know, you know what you're going to get with Amanda Chase as far as voting records. And look, I could list off a number of Republicans and get your reaction to it. I could say Liz Cheney. I could probably say Mitt Romney. I could say Liz Cheney, and I know I'd get a lot of disgruntled, disfigured faces.
Sure.
And I just have to say, whenever it really, really counts to know what you're getting, it's, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's all about electability. Well, yes, I've been elected three different times. But, you know, a lot of the candidates running, when the pressure is put on, where are they going to really be on all these issues? You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where they are on the issues. There's a lot of uncertainty. It's one thing to say things, and I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to stand here on this or that issue. But when the rubber meets the road, when you're getting pressured by the press and all the national unions and the organizations, and they're threatening this and that, who has, like, stood through the test of time? Who's been censured? Who's withstood a censure? Who's withstood, you know, having all their committee assignments stripped from them for standing up for the right things? Who has been put in the corner of the Senate? Who has stood up against the mask mandate? And actually, they built a plexiglass wall around my desk, but would not bend or break, because, you know what? It's so important that we make a stand for freedom and not be bullied by the left. Now, let's just talk about Terry McAuliffe, okay? He's identified me that he's afraid.
Hmm.
And he's just sent out a whole bunch of fundraising emails identifying me. I'm nobody else. No other candidate for governor has he ever mentioned. And they have done all this extensive polling, and they've identified me as their biggest threat. You know what? That is the only thing I agree with Terry McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
I am his biggest threat. I know the issues. I'm a woman. I'm able to win areas like Northern Virginia. You know, the Democrats are always trying to win the women vote, and I have women all over the state, no matter where I'm, Northern Virginia, Virginia Beach, who look up to me and respect me because I'm a strong woman who goes toe-to-toe and doesn't back down. And I think Virginians are really hungry for true leadership. That's, you know, Republicans are too nice. You know, I'm a nice person, but I know how to push back against the left and the pay-to-play system, and I've done it. And everybody loves General Flynn, and he's endorsed me. I've got so many veterans groups who are endorsing me because I'm so for our veterans. I've actually introduced legislation in the state Senate that is going to exempt your retirement benefit if you're a veteran. I've introduced it in the state Senate, and as Virginia's next governor, I'm going to build that into my budget.
Well, let's put
I'm the real deal.
Okay. Well, let's put you up against Terry McAuliffe, because I think that we would have someone who is considered right of center and true conservative, and then you've got Terry who's way out there on the left spectrum, I believe. Give us some contrast how you would take on a Terry McAuliffe, because you know if you're the nominee, he is going to unleash everything and anything and tie you to everything that happened since the history of man began.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I know Terry McAuliffe. I served under him when he was governor of Virginia, sat right there in the governor's mansion right there beside him. And I know how he thinks. I know all of the scandals that he's involved with. I've got a whole folder on Terry McAuliffe. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for that first debate, because y'all know me. I'm a firebrand Republican. And I think the truth matters. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about the truth about Terry McAuliffe, how he's the one that appointed these parole board members who are releasing known murders our streets. We're going to talk about Appomattox and how he spent millions of dollars in Appomattox and it never showed up. He did the same thing in Chesterfield, getting Tranlin here, and that deal fell through. We're going to talk about Green Tech. He has so many scandals associated with him, but what happens if the Democrats wake up and they're like, whoa, he's got too many scandals and too many skeletons in his closet? I mean, there are so many things. We can connect them to the Northern Virginia Beltway with all the tax increases and the toll increases just in that Northern Virginia Beltway and the contracts that he has signed. That's why in Northern Virginia, they're not going to like Terry McAuliffe, and because of that one thing alone. I know his history. I know his record. And I'm going to be telling the truth about Terry McAuliffe to the point they're going to wish they had Jennifer Carol Foy. Now, what if we end up with Jennifer Carol Foy? It's me versus Jennifer Carol Foy. Can you imagine? And I'm just going to be honest here. It's easier for, I think it's going to be very difficult for us to beat a female Democrat candidate with a male candidate on our side. It just is. And as a female candidate, I'm going to be able to say things that they're not. And if you end up with Jennifer Carol Foy, which could be a possibility, I know where she's weak, too. She tried to steal my coal ash bill and tried to co-opt it for herself. She was in there for a photo op. See, I've been in the General Assembly. I have debated every last one of these issues in the Senate of Virginia. I know the issues. This is not a time for training wheels, friends. We need someone who has argued these issues in the state Senate, knows how to win, and has proven that, number one, they are a true conservative. And by the way, I did not mention this, but with CPAC, the Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp gave me an award back in 2019, giving me a Conservative Achievement Award. That's huge. And so you know who I am. You know when you elect me, I'm going to get things done, just like I've done in the Senate. I've gotten things done. I could go through all the legislation I've passed, but I know we'll run out of time. But I know how to get things done. I've done it. I'm going to be a conservative. You have my voting record where I haven't compromised on issues that are important to Republicans. I've upheld the Republican creed. I'm not a compromised candidate. Voting records matter, and I know how to win. I take on the press. Look, nationally, people know me for my stance on gun rights. I go toe-to-toe with CNN reporters. I love going toe-to-toe with the press and the liberal. I've actually gone on liberal radio shows and come out ahead. And it's so important that we have a Republican governor who's going to be able to debate the issues. And once again, when you have Terry McAuliffe, who could potentially be the next Democrat nominee, you're going to have a candidate that can clearly articulate the message, know his background, where he is weak, and be able to articulate that. You cannot learn. You cannot learn all the issues on the fly. We don't need a candidate. We have a lot of great candidates, but it's not a time for training wheels.
Right.
And I'm not a career politician. They can't pin me with that either.
Well, we wish you much success. We've had several texters saying that they're with you. And if you want to find out more about Amanda and what she stands for, you can go to chaseforgovernor.com. We have that up on our Facebook page as well. Amanda, thank you for joining
us.
Good luck.
It's actually chaseforva.com.
Oh, sorry.
It's
chaseforva.com.
Chaseforva.com. I'm so sorry to correct you.
That's okay. No, absolutely. I can handle being corrected. It's perfectly all right. and we're gonna put that up on our Facebook page. I'm putting it up right now. Good luck on Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I hope to come on as the Republican nominee next week.
Well, that would be awesome. And be safe out there on the trail. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you both. Thank you.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.